views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries, to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This is all about soul, this show, how to activate your potential and gifts and make 2012 your best year, where you absolutely express all that you are. And today we have the honor, and I'm so excited, we're going to have such an amazing show because we have Paula Darrow, who will talk with us about how to get beyond the weight of your fear and the fear of your weight and how to make that leap into your life. And if you put off living and loving because you think your body doesn't measure up, you have like 5 or 10 or 50 pounds to lose, and you assume you can't go for the job or pursue your passion or, most of all, find love, Paula will talk all about that. She'll talk what's really holding most of us back, because it isn't our body or our weight. It's in our head. Learn. Whatever you weigh, now is the time to do what you do. Love, live, create, be the person you want to be. And she's just the most inspiring example. And honestly, my take on it is if you don't do it now in 2012, where there's so much good, powerful energy for us to manifest our goals and dreams, when will you? This is the year you want to go for that job or change your career or find your soulmate or shed those pounds. Because if you feel that deep longing, but somehow you feel stuck, let me tell you, procrastination will not make your dream go away, nor will it make you happen. And I have for you a way to make that happen. And at this moment, thousands of men and women are actually are in the midst of this powerful life-changing program, what I'm about to offer you. The only thing is you have to commit like 10 or 15 minutes for 21 days, where you're going to do deep guided meditations, fun exercises to access that potential and let that fear go that stops you. You can find that on www.yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. So stay with us for the next hour. We have this amazing guest, Paula Darrow. Our show is live each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, let's not wait any longer. Paula Darrow, she is the articles director of Self Magazine, where she edits Self-Expression, the column, and heads up the Happy Life section of the magazine. Her essay, What a Scale Can't Measure Up, appeared in the New York Times Modern Love column on December 4th, 2011. And that's how I discovered Paula, but more about that later. Paula has more than 20 years of editing and writing experience at magazines and websites, including Glamour, Harper's Bazaar, Lifetime Television for Women. She's the editor of Behind the Bedroom Door, Getting It, Giving It, Loving It, Missing It, an anthology of essays by women about sex in real life. I can wholeheartedly recommend this book. And even more importantly, wholeheartedly recommend you listen to this amazing, powerful woman, Paula Darrow. Welcome, Paula.
Hi, Saskia. It's so nice to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. And Paula, what I ask always every guest who joins the show is, like, what happens when you have a soul's path? Everybody has a soul's path. And at some point in your life, you open that door and you step through it and you say goodbye to fearful parts or our small self. You say hello to that big self, your soul. Can you speak to that? Or do you have like an episode in your life where you recall that happened?
Well, I think what comes to mind for me is writing, which is from the time I learned to write, I knew I wanted to be a writer. And I still remember from second grade, fourth grade, sixth grade, the teachers kind of holding up my stories and getting an enormous amount of pride from that. And I always thought that I would do my own writing and write about my life. And I kind of took a circuitous path. I became an editor, and I focused very much on helping other people write. And I think as I got into my 20s and 30s, I was afraid to really write about myself. That was what I wanted to do. And I was afraid that no one would want to read what I wrote, that I might offend other people. And so I kept focusing on helping other people write while this desire to write was within me. And it got stronger and stronger. And finally, I was tired of helping everyone else. And I thought, it's time for me to write. So it really wasn't until my 40s that I did a book, which had other writers in it, but also myself. And I started doing my own writing, including the Modern Love column, in a very personal way. And that's been really fulfilling. Mm. It's kind of interesting how you can have a dream, but not approach it directly. You kind of come close to it and then you step away. And I think that's really how it was for me. It was less scary to help other people.
Do you think that's something like more for women than men, that they focus on the first helping others? Or, you know, like you said, you started editing, but your deep longing was actually to start writing yourself.
I do. I think that when we want something badly, it's often scary to admit it and go after it. And so we help other people do it. And then sometimes we feel envious of them. And you have to listen to that envy when you feel it and think, well, why am I envious? What do I really want here? What am I not doing here? And again, it took me until I was in my 40s to do something that comes so naturally to me. And when I do write, it just really flows out of me. But I had to wait that long. Somehow the timing wasn't right for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, but when you do that, you are so authentic and so yourself. So you connect with people. You have that gift to connect with people on such a deep level. I read your story. That's how I discovered you in the New York Times, What a Skill Can't Measure Up To. And I want to talk about that with you, because it was, I had a smile on my face for the whole day. I thought, wow, she got it down. Can you tell us, I don't want to spill the juicy part here, what that story is about and why you wrote it?
Okay, well, thanks for those nice words. The story is basically about, as a woman who has always kind of struggled with my weight, what it was like to date someone who was much heavier. And I, like many other women in New York, I was single for a long time. I'd had a lot of relationships and they'd ended and didn't think I would ever meet anyone. And I did a lot of online dating. And I've always struggled with my weight. Had an extra 20 pounds here, sometimes 30 pounds, sometimes 5 pounds. But I always felt worried in the dating world that that was the first thing that someone was going to think about when they saw me. That was the first thing that a man would think, that he would be disappointed that I wasn't thinner. And I think it really held me back and made me feel very self-conscious and got in the way of meeting people. So I was online dating, you know, trying to meet people.
Yeah.
And I connected with a man who seemed extremely smart and very funny and very worldly. And we had great conversations via email, and he said, I have to tell you I'm extremely overweight. And instead of being put off by that, I found it refreshing. And I thought, well, you know, let's see how open-minded I really am. This person seems great, and I always hoped men would kind of look at me, look at the real me, and not just judge me by my body, and am I able to do this with this man? So I met him, and I found him extremely attractive, and I thought, well, this is great, and it's kind of nice to not be the heavier one. It took a lot of the pressure off. And there was a moment in the piece, I think, out of everything in the essay, the thing that was commented the most was I had written about not, in my whole life, I had always felt self-conscious about sitting on a man's lap. And I'd always kind of tried to keep my butt up in the air and without letting him know that I was doing that, so that I was practically hovering in midair.
Right.
And so with this man, when I sat down on his lap and I said, oh, yeah, I don't want to sit on your lap. I'm too heavy. And he said, honey, I'm the heavy one in this relationship. And so many women came up to me and said, I do that same thing. I try not to put my weight on a man, too. And women of all sizes said this to me, and I thought that was very funny. But as the relationship progressed, I realized that this person was really letting his weight hold him back. He had
Hold that thought, because we're almost heading to a break, and I would love, we will continue with this story, because I know everybody wants to, you know, absolutely listen what you have to share about this, how, you know, we get so conscious about our weight. But everybody stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, our special guest, Paula Darrow, will talk more about how to get beyond the weight that holds us back. And stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Everyone, you're listening. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have a special guest, Paula Darrow, who's talking about how to get beyond the weight of your fear and the fear of your weight and how to make that leap in your life. And Paula was just talking with us about how many people, how many women wrote to her when she wrote her column in the New York Times. And we were just chatting about, you know, sitting in someone's lap. Paula, can you follow up on what we were talking about?
Sure. Well, I was saying that there was a moment in the piece where I was starting to date this man, and usually the men I dated were much thinner than I am, and this was someone who was much heavier. And there was a moment where I was sitting in his lap, and my impulse was always to kind of hold myself off a man's lap and pretend I weighed less than I did. And he kind of pulled me down and said, you know, I'm the heavy one here. And it was kind of refreshing. And I thought, you know, even though this person is heavy, it in a way it helped me feel confident. But as the relationship progressed, as I go on to write, I saw how his weight was holding him back from life, some physical ailments and just not able to do things. And at a certain point, he ended it and said, you know, I'm just too tired. I can't do it. I don't have the energy. Mm. And so I walked away from that thinking, you know, here's this person. He was quite heavy, yet attractive, but he was letting it get in the way, and I don't want to let an extra 10 or 20 pounds get in the way anymore for me. And so I kind of made a vow to myself that I was going to get right back online, and when you have to check your body type online, you can say you're thin, you're normal, you're average, you're curvy, and usually I would check average because I didn't want to check curvy because I thought it would turn men off. And I thought, I'm going to check curvy, and if someone doesn't like it, too bad. So I checked curvy, and then I went off the next day with a friend to Rhode Island, Block Island, which is this beautiful little island beach community. And that very weekend, I ended up meeting the man who would become my husband on the porch of the inn where we were staying. And we had to meet each other right away. We were in bathing suits the next day on the beach, and he was very, very fit, very chiseled. And I'm fit, but I am very far from being chiseled. And I felt a little self-conscious, and then I thought, you know, he seems to like me and I like him, and I'm just going to go with it. And, you know, he really is getting to see what I look like here, and he seems to like me anyway. And we ended up getting married 2 years later.
Isn't that amazing? It's like you owned it. Like, I'm curvy, that's it. And, you know, take it or leave it. And then you meet the guy of your life. That's so beautiful.
Yes. And I did realize that, well, if I can be attracted to someone who has 100 extra pounds on him, well, certainly 20 extra pounds is not going to be keeping me from a relationship. But as you said in your introduction, I realized so much of my self-consciousness about how I looked was in my head. Mm. And that had really kind of kept me from being as outgoing with men, and really have had a hard time dating and meeting people for a long time.
Do you think it's like a lot of women put it off and say, you know, if I lose this weight or if I lose another 10 pounds, then I'm ready to start dating or then I'm ready to find a new job? Is what are the different
Absolutely.
Ways we let
Absolutely.
Our back, ourselves back?
So much of it has to do with confidence, feeling good about yourself, you know, being fit, being healthy, however much you weigh. It really is not about a number. And we can all look around and see beautiful women of all sizes and people with different partners of different sizes. So when we choose to tell ourselves that we're not dating or we're not doing this thing or that thing because of what we weigh, then that is really an excuse, I think. We use our weight to protect ourselves from having to go out there and put ourselves out there.
Right, right. And do you think, like, it's with weight, but with age, is that, like, we're too old to do this or too old to do that?
I do feel like there is a real similarity between the fears we have about weight and the fears we have about not being young enough anymore. And I work at a magazine. I work in a very youth-oriented business, and I'm one of the oldest people at the magazine. I'm 48, and I work with all these 20-somethings. And it could make someone feel insecure, but what I like to tell them is I'm happier in my 40s than I've ever been. I met the love of my life. I wrote my first book. I travel by myself. I'm fitter than I've ever been. And I'm not saying thinner, I'm saying fitter because, you know, I try things, I'm active. And I didn't have the self-confidence to do all these things when I was younger. I think as you get older, especially for women, you care less and less what other people think. And that really frees you up. And that comes back to the writing, too. I want to write now, and I don't care what anyone thinks. I do care, but I try to put it behind me a little bit and just do it.
Well, you sound so liberated, like, you know, what a lot of, I think, listeners, when you listen to you, think, wow, you know, I wish I could be like that. What is the key? What is in your head? Like, what are you saying to yourself?
Well, one of the things I think that has helped me is to find out what's going on for other women. And instead of keeping all these fears and insecurities to myself, talk to other women and find out what's going on with them. That's one reason that I wanted to do the book about sex behind the bedroom door, because I do think that there's a myth in our society that the only people that have good sex are people that look like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. And what I found out from doing my book is that it's often the plainest couples or the oldest or the heaviest that are having the best, most creative, enjoyable, most intimate sex, and the people that are the most beautiful that are having the most disappointing sex. And so for me, I am always looking to be honest about what's going on for me, because when I do that, I find that people come back to me with their own stories, and that's very reassuring. So that's one thing that's really helped me, is instead of keeping the fear quiet, being open about it.
Well, you're amazingly, brutally honest, and that creates a vulnerability, and I think a vulnerability creates a likability, right? It's like when it's all faked, people don't relate. And the way you write and the way you talk and how, I don't know, in your work at Self Magazine, I'm sure that's very powerful.
Yeah, well, one of the things I do and focus on itself is the self-expression column, which is a column where other women are telling their personal stories. And we also focus a lot itself on positive psychology, which is the study of what are the things that make human beings happy. So psychology historically has studied the things that are wrong with people. Why are they depressed? Why are they anxious? Positive psychologists look at the things that we can think and do and pursue that are going to make us feel happier. And they have tried to make that into much more of a qualitative science. And I think that's been really helpful for me, because it's really all about following your heart and finding out what's meaningful to you.
Exactly.
And paying attention to those things instead of being scared by what you think you should be doing.
Exactly. And like listening to other people, or, you know, throwing our like weight or our age or whatever blocks we have like in the way of stopping that, following your heart. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but your book, I do want to talk more about your book, but I see we're almost heading to a break. But before we do that, Paula, where can people, so to make sure when we start talking about your book, Behind the Bedroom Door, getting it, giving it, loving it, missing it, the unsolved.
There's a website. It's called behindthebedroomdoor.com, and you can also find the book on Amazon.
Okay. www.behindthebedroomdoor.com, and you can also find that on Amazon, and that's for everybody. It's www.amazon.com. If anyone of you is still procrastinating their dream, or you don't know how to follow your heart, or you're still wondering how to connect with your soul, I've made a beautiful program, The Roadmap to Your Dreams. It's a 21-day program. It holds beautiful meditations to open the door, to walk into the temple of your soul, exercises to shed that devil off your back. And you can find that on www.yoursoulguidance.com. And we're almost heading to a break. And stay tuned. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, with our special guest, Paula Darrow.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat...
And I want to send that to you. I send sometimes to some guests, I think.
Off of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's TheDrPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Radio, radio, tell me what I want and don't want to know. I've been wide awake.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Paula Darrow, who's talking with us about how to get beyond the weight of your fear and the fear of your weight and how to make that leap in your life. And before the break, we were talking about Paula's book, Behind the Bedroom Door, and I want to go into there a little more, Paula. And then we have a great, great tips from Paula also. She wrote The Pleasure Diet. So there's all good stuff coming up. Stay tuned. Paula, about Behind the Bedroom Door, what is this book about and why did you write it?
This book is a collection of 26 essays from women writers about sex in real life. And I had always felt like, even though we're in a very sex-saturated culture where supposedly people are talking about it all the time, when it came to talking about what was really going on with us and some of the things we were experiencing and feeling, I felt that it was hard to get to the truth of it and that we were keeping a lot of things quiet. So I wanted real women's stories about what we are thinking when we're in bed with someone we love or don't love. And I had stories from women ranging from their 20s to their 70s. One of my favorite stories was by this writer named Jane Juska, who, when she was 67, put an ad in the New York Review of Books and said, I would like to meet a man and have some very good sex, and if you want to talk first, I like Trollope. He's a British writer. And she got hundreds of responses and ended up dating a man in his 30s for a while. And she, too, had been someone who had been unhappily married when she was young. She got divorced. She focused on being a single mom, and she got very heavy, and she kind of pushed aside her sexuality. And as she got older, she thought, I want to own this. I want to embrace my sexuality. And her story is that she had her first orgasm in her 70s. And all the stories in the book, to me, I tried to show that sex is never what we think it is. For example, there is another woman in the book who talks about how sex got better after children for her because they kind of had to sneak around and they kind of had a plan for it, and it upped the anticipation level. And there was another story from a writer who came off as very sexual to everyone, very beautiful, but when it came right down to actually having sex, it was extremely painful for her, physically painful, and she'd never had a pleasurable sexual experience. So my point was to really show that sex is never what we think it is. And one thing I discovered is that you can't say sex is better for younger people, it's better for prettier people, it's better for thinner people. I think for women, it really changes all the time depending on who your partner is, what phase you are in life, how confident you're feeling, and that you can, the best sex of your life can always be ahead of you, even if you're in your 70s.
Right. And like you say in the book somewhere, it's men are not assessing your cellulite.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love the title Behind the Bedroom Door, and I read it, and it's an amazing book. And every story, you're like, wow, you know, I never knew. Yeah, that's so true. You just recognize all these different parts of yourself. Like you think, you know, for everybody else, it's like so and so, and you discover you recognize yourself in these stories. How did you find these women, Paula?
Well, as an editor who'd worked at magazines over the years, I know lots of wonderful writers, and as I said, I always was very good at encouraging other people to open up rather than opening up myself, and so I tried to turn to the best writers I know and ones I thought would have interesting stories to tell, who would be able to be very honest, and then I just encourage them to really speak from the heart, and I feel like they were so brave that they were able to come clean about what was really going on with them. And I think they really affected a lot of women by doing that. Yeah. And that's kind of part of what I was saying before, that I do think that instead of keeping all these fears to yourself, when you reach out to someone else and let them know that you're experiencing these vulnerabilities, that only makes you feel stronger because you realize that you're not the only one.
See, and what comes to my mind is that, you know, a lot of us grow up with, in Holland, I'm Dutch, so you probably have heard that on my accent. I lived for 40 years in Holland. But you right. say there's a saying, you don't hang your dirty laundry outside.
Right.
And that means, like, you don't share anything like that. And as you say, it's so liberating and it's expansive.
Right. And it's not dirty laundry. It's human. It's humanness.
Exactly. But that places it in such wrong perspective, so to say. But to talk a little more about the body as well, Paula, like, you've made peace with your body. And how do we make peace if we say, you know, people think, well, I have this imperfect body, quote, quote. How do we do that?
Well, one thing that helped me was to take a bit of a different approach to eating and exercise. And it's an approach that I wrote about for Self Magazine, and I called it the Pleasure Diet. And basically, the problem with diets is that they force us to deprive ourselves. And when you deprive yourself, you don't feel good. And then you come back and you eat too much and you binge and you ride the diet roller coaster and you go up and down and you feel bad about yourself. And so as someone who has done that my whole life, I was just tired of that cycle. And I have to say that at heart, I have some hedonistic tendencies in that I love chocolate, I love red wine, I love the sun, I love high thread count sheets and soft materials, and I like sex. And so I thought, well, what about a diet that felt pleasurable? And so I worked with a psychologist, and I learned how to try to get back in touch with my body so that instead of fighting with my body and withholding from my body what I wanted, I tried to tune into my body and listen to what I needed. So before I would eat, I would think, okay, how hungry am I on a scale of 1 to 10? And I would rate it. And so that it forces you to kind of pause rather than just grab those handfuls of M&Ms, you're thinking, yeah. Okay, here are the M&Ms. Am I hungry? How much do I want them? And then you eat them slowly and you savor them. And then you stop and you think, okay, how hungry am I now? Okay, I'm not as hungry anymore, and they're not tasting as good, because when you have 4 or 5 handfuls, after a while, you don't even taste it after a while. You don't taste it after a while, but the sweet is not as sweet. It's not as pleasurable. So it's about having the foods you love, thinking about it while you're doing it, and stopping when you're full. And one thing that the psychologist helped me with is she taught me to do mindful meditation. Mm. And it was just 10 minutes a day of breathing and kind of focusing on my breath, very, very basic. Sometimes I even did it in my office. I would just shut the lights and turn my phone off and sit in my office chair. And the reason that helps is it helps you become more attuned to your hunger signals, because in this society, portions are so big.
Yeah.
And we eat automatically so much of the time. So this gets you to focus on what you really want, what you crave, when you've had enough. And so that's why I call it the pleasure diet, because it's about having everything you want and feeding your body and not denying yourself. And so am I skinny now? No, I'm not skinny now, but I did lose about 14 pounds and have generally kept most of it off. And I find that it's a way that I can continue on for life, because it's not a diet. And that really has helped me come to a more peaceful place, because I don't feel like I cannot have anything. I feel like I can have what I want.
Yeah, and I want to say to everyone, I posted on my Facebook, Saskia Roel, if you want to look there, the pleasure diet. So for everybody, it's really easy to find it. If you're online and you're looking now, you want to see the pleasure diet. I mean, I can highly recommend it. It's beautiful, and it has these different steps. And I think, Paula, you right there, we go into this after the break. I think, I don't know if that's in that story where you talk about you had like one raisin at the time and you chewed on it behind your laptop, and you know.
Exactly. It's a raisin exercise.
The raisin exercise. So for everybody, you know, if you want to go there, it's on my Facebook page, Saskia, S-A-S-K-I-A, Roel, R-O-E-L-L. You can find it there, and it guides you to the whole article with the photos, and it guides you to the Self magazine where it's posted. So stay tuned with us. You're listening to Paula Darrow and Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio. And after the break, we talk more with Paula about behind the bedroom door and about the fear of weight, how it can hold you back, and how you can take that big leap. So stay tuned.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with our special guest, Paula Darrow, and we were just chatting about the pleasure diet and how that can help you. And I want to go a little more into the pleasure diet and in the different ways how we can make peace with our body and go on with our life so we don't hold back anymore, because I think this is your year. In 2012, this is the year where you absolutely have to go for what you stand for, and you can't hide anymore behind weight or behind your age. And Paula is here to inspire us with that. But Paula, before we go further, let us know, how can we get your book, Behind the Bedroom Door?
You can go to behindthebedroomdoor.com. Yeah. And you can buy it there, or you can buy it from Amazon, Amazon.com.
Okay, then. All right.
Yeah.
And Paula, go on.
I was going to say that you talked about weight and age getting in the way, and we had talked a little bit before about, I see so many women around me being afraid of getting older.
Yeah.
But I have been happier than I've ever been in my life in my 40s. And there are so many things that I've done for the first time in my 40s. And it really, when I see my colleagues at itself, most of whom are in their 20s, kind of struggling. And I want to tell them that it gets easier, because the older you get, the more self-confidence you have in yourself, and you're able to do things that you never thought you could do.
What do you
think? For me, I really... So, say it again?
No. What is the biggest block if we think about, you know, when you're in your 20s and then you're in your 40s?
I think in your 20s, you're still trying to define yourself. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we do that when we're younger is we define ourselves based on what we see other people around us doing. And because we don't have enough experience to trust ourselves. And I think as you get older, you can listen to your signals more. And for me, more and more, I was hearing certain things. I want to write. I can't put this off any longer. I want to have someone in my life to love. I don't want to be afraid of that anymore. I want to live in another country. All these things that I thought, well, I can never really do these things, I did for the first time in my 20s. I mean, in my 40s. So got married for the first time at 48. I always thought that I wasn't a good dancer, that I was too clumsy, and when people would start dancing at parties or weddings, I would always slink off into the bathroom and kind of hide, and didn't feel like I could go out there and feel comfortable. And when I met the man who's my husband now, he loves to dance, and he said, I was at his house one night, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, come on, let's dance. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. I'm not dancing. And not only did he want me to dance, but he actually wanted me to dance with steps. He does swing dancing. And he said, of course you can dance. Just let yourself go and follow me. And I tried to let my body relax, and suddenly I was dancing. And now we dance all the time, and I will even be the one to suggest that we dance. And I think it's a really good metaphor for me, and I remember that, for learning to accept my body, having fun in my body, feeling comfortable in my skin, and also waiting for the right partner, because that is a big part of it too. And, you know, if someone had told me that I wasn't going to meet the man I loved until I was 48, maybe I would have felt sad that it would take so long at the time. But my attitude now is I am so glad I waited for the right person.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful advice for everybody who was like, you know, when is it going to happen? Because at some point, and you weren't searching right then, you were just going to have fun on Block Island.
Exactly. And, you know, we all want to know when it's going to happen. And every relationship teaches us something, but for me, what I learned, and I think it applies to a lot of things in my life, that when it's right, when a relationship is right, there was a certain easiness to it that I hadn't felt in other relationships. It just felt like this person is supporting me and I'm supporting them. I'm not saying it's perfect every second of the day, but that there was an easiness to it. There, you know, we compromise for each other. We just enjoy being with each other, and because it felt right. And the same thing with the writing. I mean, when I sit down and I do it, it feels right. And there are parts of it that feel easy because I'm finally listening to myself and sitting down and letting myself do it. And a lot of it is just letting yourself go and not holding yourself back anymore.
Yeah, I think that's exactly true. As you were saying, you know, it felt easy. I thought you added that with when we're in tune with our hearts and know it, like it's right, it feels right, then it's easy. It doesn't have to be such a struggle, like if it's writing or for somebody else, if it's sculpting or if it's teaching. We always think that things have to be hard, but when it's really right, if it's like you're being together with a man you're supposed to be with, it's easy. There's an easiness to it. And,
exactly.
That's
exactly.
If you would say anything, Paula, to say like late bloomers, people who are coming in their bloom, like I think most people I work with, I coach, they're like in their 40s or 50s and they're like, you know what, I'm gonna make it happen. I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna follow the path of my heart, my soul. What would you say to them?
I would say that you can start with little things, and the little things will lead to bigger things. So getting out there on the dance floor can lead to body comfort and confidence, which can lead to a better sex life and more adventure. Writing one story, if that's what you want to do, can lead to writing more stories, can lead to story being published in the newspaper, can lead to a book. So I think that we get in our own way when we kind of think we have to do the whole dream at once. And I think that every step you take in that direction gives you more confidence and more happiness and makes it easier to keep going.
Well, that's beautifully said, and you're such an example for that. And for everybody who's listening, if you want to look into Paula's book, you can get that at Amazon, and you can get that at behindthebedroomdoor.com, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, behindthebedroomdoor.com. And I want to say to everybody, you know, do not procrastinate your dream, because it will not go away and it will not make it happen either. Take that first step. And if you want to have help with that, I have an absolutely free program, 21 days of exercises, tools, guided meditation, fun stuff. The only thing is you got to be committed to your soul and open that door, and you can get that at yoursoulguidance.com, yoursoulguidance.com. If you want to look into the pleasure diet of Paula, you can go, I posted on my Facebook page, Saskia Roel. You can download it there. And I want to so thank you, Paula, because I know that people have enjoyed it so much. And I want to thank everybody else for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with me. I had a really wonderful time. Join us every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and 12 Pacific. Next week, we are back. Have a great week. And Paula, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great being here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit yoursoulguidance.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.